Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene throws the ball into Held, who tags Keogh trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale fires over to first and Thompson drops the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Pearsall moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Pearsall scores. Aspromonte moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene bunts towards first. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Aspromonte scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Foyles moves to third. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aspromonte moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aspromonte tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 1 in the game. Casale hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keough hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foyles moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant bunts towards first. Thompson fields the ball and throws to Casale covering. Safe. Foyles moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foyles tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Grant moves to third. It's 8-2, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene is walked intentionally. Tom Borland now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant scores. Aspromonte scores. Keene moves to third. It's 10-2, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Francona moves to second. It's 11-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Held reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Power moves to third. It's 12-2, Indians. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foyles strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, Indians. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone pinch hits for Tom Borland. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foyles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Runnels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.